What?
You want to sign this?
Yeah. Roz, are you wearing a new perfume?
No, but I just did 100 push-ups. Maybe that's it.
No, it smells like one of those frilly French perfumes.
That's me, sir.
Mac, is this one of those midlife things?
Well, no, sir. You see, well, Quan Lee started selling Bunny Faye cosmetics, and, well, I accidentally spilled a little bit of the pagan holiday on me. I guess it's kind of strong, huh?
No worse than your average septic tank.
Mac, you're selling cosmetics, huh? Do you get to drive one of those little pink cars and let everybody know you're a Bunny Faye girl?
Hey, I'm not a Bunny Faye girl. Quan Lee is.
Oh, ignore him, Mac. Bunny Faye makes a very good product. Do they still sell No Surrender?
No, that's been replaced by Lust Weekend.
Hi, guys. Bo, what the hell happened to you?
Nothing really. I was just dragged 3 blocks on the bumper of a taxi cab.
You know, for an extra couple of bucks, they let you ride inside.
There he is.
Excuse me, but I'd like to thank you, Mr.
Shannon. Bull Shannon. Who are you?
I'm Jordan King.
Jordan King? King Towers, King Resorts, King Mining, estimated fortune of $2.2 billion. Let me shake your hand.
Right. Mr. King is pleased to meet you, sir.
Oh, hi.
So, Mr. King, what brings you to our little courtroom?
Your friend, Mr. Shannon, saved my life.
Mr. King was crossing the street when a cab ran a light. Fortunately, in the nick of time, Mr. Shannon pushed Mr. King to safety.
I can talk, Frank.
Shutting up, sir.
Now, Mr. Shannon, to show my gratitude, I am prepared to offer you a rewarding, dynamic job you never dreamed was possible.
You're gonna make me head bailiff?
No, I can't arrange that, but how would you like to work for me in your spare time?
Oh. Well, okay.
Excellent. I'll see you Monday. Frank?
Oh, Mr. King, I think it's wonderful that you would reward a man who saved your life.
Watch out! Those pencils were so sharp!
Well, thank God you weren't hurt. Oh, no, 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 no. I don't expect anything in return.
Oh, no. Nonsense. Frank, reward this man.
One free round at any King's goofy golf.
Brings you down here?
Oh, I just need the checkbook to pay a couple of bills.
What bills?
Oh, the usual. The phone bill, the gas bill, the 15 cases of Bonnie Faye makeup in our living room.
What?
Mac, don't you see? If we sell 15 cases every month, we could afford the house of our dreams with white picket fence and astroturf patio.
Well, perhaps I should remind you that except for the lipstick your aunt bought out of pity, you haven't sold squat.
Mac, I will succeed because I have a goal. I want to make Manhattan smell better.
Have you considered aerial spraying?
Look, Mac, it says here, the key to success is hosting a makeup party. So I'm going to have one right here.
Oh, there's nobody here going to buy makeup.
Trust me, it will work. Now help me pass out these flyers.
No, I want nothing to do with this.
Okay, Mr. Negative. But if we don't move that makeup, we'll be out $6,000.
Get your Bunny Faye cosmetics. Free demonstration next Tuesday.
Sorry I'm late, sir. I had a busy day with Jordan.
Oh, that's okay, Bo. We don't start slinging out justice for a couple of minutes yet.
Bo, what do you do for Jordan? Sniff his mail?
Well, actually, today we flew down to Palm Beach for lunch and tennis.
Boy, that Prince of Monaco has a heck of a forehand.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa. You played tennis with the Prince of Monaco?
No, I just stood on the sidelines with Diane Sawyer.
Oh, my God. A diamond Rolex?
Well, Jordan says, what's the point of making billions if you can't spend it on your friends?
Cool.
I want to be Jordan's friend, too.
Sorry, Dan, but it's my job to keep scummy lowlifes like you away from Mr. King.
Oh, I see. Sure, fine. You're in good with Mr. King, so who cares about Dan Fielding, right?
Yep.
Wow, Bull, neat. You spent the day in Palm Beach?
Well, not all day. This afternoon, Jordan, me, and a surveyor check out some swamps in New Jersey.
What were you doing visiting a swamp?
I don't know. Jordan's trying to put together some secret big deal billionaire thing.
Well, Bull, if it's a secret, do you really think you should be telling us about it?
Oh, I trust you guys. See, we drove for about 2 hours down Highway 1 to the spot that was nothing but garbage and swamps.
What exit?
Oh, about a mile east of the Carmichael exit. Why?
Huh? No, Bull, I didn't say anything.
You don't think anyone heard me, do you?
Out of my way for a minute! Out! Out! Go!
Nah. I'm in money. I've got a lot of pay, baby. Go get yourself some floss. Sad game? Well, yeah.
Oh, Pete's sake, Dan, what are you being insufferable about now?
Well, I happen to be the owner of 5 acres of prime New Jersey swampland that might interest one Jordan King.
How do you know that?
A little birdie told me.
Dan, you heard that from Bull.
All right, a huge ball condor told me.
That was confidential information. Don't you have any scruples?
You've known me for 6 years. You can ask me that question?
Okay, Mackie, let's rack 'em and break 'em.
Yes, sir. People versus Williams. Assault.
I'm guessing that these guys are not longshoremen?
The plaintiffs work at the Gilded Grotto nightclub where they take part in a female impersonator show.
Yuck.
Hey, 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 pal. I do a Judy Garland, it would have you down on your knees.
Over a toilet, maybe.
Mr. Prosecutor.
Well, it seems that before the early show, Mr. Williams broke into the club, started trashing their dressing room and the costumes of the Hardley boys.
Your Honor, my client feels that he was provoked by the mere presence of the club in his neighborhood.
They are an abomination. They are disgusting perverts.
Hey, hey. This is America, pal. And I got the inalienable right to make my living dressed as a broad if I want to.
You tell him, Arnie. Right.
Mr. Williams, court finds you guilty. You're going to have to pay damages, a $100 fine, and time served.
What about our costumes? The cops took them as evidence. We still got a show to do tonight.
It's a salute to Funny Girl.
You guys do Funny Girl? Right, I guess you'd have to, wouldn't you? Bull, give the fellas a hand finding their costumes and wigs, okay?
Does your mother know you're doing this?
These are her pumps. Okay.
And let's call that a recess, people.
Hey. Okay, hey, listen, the whole building knows about your party tonight. I hope you're ready to start pushing that blush.
Mac, I don't think I'll be able to.
We've got $6,000 riding on this.
I think I'm going to be sick.
What? Hey, no, 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 look, it's just nerves now. Just say I'm not sick. I'm not sick. Whoa, you win.
Mr. Fielding, yeah. Frank Davis. I'm Jordan King's assistant.
Oh, yeah. I've been expecting you.
Mr. King would like you to come meet with him this evening.
Ooh, well, you tell your boss if he wants to do business with Dan Fielding, he comes to me at my convenience.
9:15 in his office.
I'll be there.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm gonna be rich.
I'm gonna be disgustingly, obnoxiously rich.
Good to know money won't change you.
What the hell? Let's go with the hot tub. Right, okay, thanks.
Dan, you think maybe you've gone a bit overboard on this Jordan King business?
Oh, Harry, can't you see? Look at, I mean, I was meant to be rich. Look at the way these suits hang on me, would you? And look at this profile, for God's sake.
Yeah, you know, when you're rich, you can get that fixed.
And I will. But first, I gotta play this just right. Because you see, what? If I ask King for too little, I'll be blowing the opportunity of a lifetime. But if I ask for too much, he'll think I don't know what I'm doing. That's why I'm gonna open the bidding at $20
million. $20 million?
You're right, too much. You're right, $10 million. No, round numbers are bad. 7.5. No, then he'll think I'm trying to avoid a round number.
Dan, here's a wacky idea. Why don't you ask him for fair market value?
Harry, you know I envy people like you. Guys who are satisfied with their little five-figure salaries, but it's just not that easy for guys like me who hear the call to greatness.
All right, Dan, but I'm warning you, you keep this up and you're going to end up with no friends in the world. You're going to be surrounded by leeching sycophants who only like you for your money.
Gives me goosebumps just thinking about it.
Okay, Doc, well, thanks. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Hey, Mac, how's Quan Lee doing?
Pretty bad. I told her not to buy oysters from a street vendor. Now, what am I supposed to do about that party?
Looks like we got ourselves a big, hairy Bonnie Faye girl.
No way I'm hosting that thing.
Oh, come on, Mac. No one's gonna laugh at you just because you're demonstrating cosmetics for women.
Oh, don't worry, Mac. All you have to do is read Quan Lee's presentation.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, trust me. You won't embarrass yourself.
What is beauty?
Mr. King will be with you in just a second.
Okay, here you go. A little something for your chump. Yes. Sell, buy, kill him, crush him.
Problem, Mr. Fielding?
Oh, no. I was just going over my to-do list. Bye.
Fielding, good to see you again.
Oh, my pleasure. How are you? This is nice.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
I paid $2.4 million for it last week. Gonna get you a drink?
Oh, no. You know what? I've been reading a lot about you lately.
Oh, yeah? Nothing good, I hope. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks. Very beautiful couch.
Simons.
You tell Mr. Simons that we have nothing more to discuss. That guy Simons thinks just because I'm Jordan King, he can hold me up for more than he deserves.
No.
Yes? So sometimes, Dan, I have to make an example of one of these guys. Show him that if you're going to play hardball with Jordan King, you better wear your cup. You all right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? If I could, maybe I'll, have some water.
So, Fielding, what type of real estate do you prefer to invest in? Commercial? Industrial?
Well, you know, actually, myself, I like to dabble. Little of this, little of that.
All right, Fielding. We both know why we're here. I want that New Jersey property. I'm going to make a checkout for it right now. What do you want for it?
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I've thought it over. And I'm afraid that I cannot accept a penny less than 45.
I'll give you $1.5 million.
No. Did I say no?
Yes, you did.
And I meant it.
All right. $2 million.
You know,
I really had my heart set on building a summer place out there.
Fielding, it's a swamp.
I'll use stilts.
Okay, Dan. This is my final offer.
$3 million!
I trust you can show yourself out?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah, I'm gone. I'm history. I'm a ghost. I'm in the elevator. I'm down on the street. I'm having sushi.
You're still here.
Yeah, you know, Jordan, this is a lot of money, but I don't think it would pay for the speed bumps in the New Jersey project. So what do you say you and I stop fooling around and we start talking about some real money?
All right, Fielding, you win.
I do?
Yep.
Whoa, I don't know what to say. I feel strange. I feel numb. I feel... Ow! Good job! After years of sucking up and struggling, it is now Dan Fielding's day in the sun! You don't think I'm gloating, do you?
No, no, not at all. I really wanted to develop that property, Fielding, but... Well, now I guess I'll have to go with my alternate plan.
Alternate plan?
Yes. The Delaware Project.
Oh, no! Oh, wait. Jordy, babe, look at us nitpicking over pennies. All right, fine. $3 mil it is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. That offer is ancient history.
But it was just a minute ago. Okay, fine. $2 mil. All right, fine. $1 mil. Okay, just let me keep the base. I'm leveraged to the hilt here. And you don't want to buy my swamp? I'm ruined.
You know something, Fielding? You're a fighter.
I am?
Yeah, I respect that. And to show you that I'm a decent guy, I'm going to take that worthless property off your hands.
Okay. All right, but of course, I'll have to have a number that guarantees me at least a reasonable profit.
You'll take what I give you and consider yourself lucky.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Here. Here's your dresses, fellas. Lock, stock, and falsies.
Hey. It's about time.
Would have had them sooner, but apparently the guy down in evidence has the same hobby as you.
Just a little bit to extend the eye, and voila. A dramatic new you.
I have to admit it, Mac. You're getting much better.
So, ladies, who wants to be first to buy a Bunny Faye makeup kit?
I am not buying anything that makes me look like a hooker.
Hey, I resent that.
Ladies, what? Ladies, come back. Look, hey, you forgot your keychains. Oh, now how in the hell am I going to get rid of all this junk?
There's a phone. I'll call the theater.
What's wrong, fella?
They destroyed all our makeup. We can't go on stage looking like this.
Can I help you, ladies?
So, Dan, how'd it go with Jordan King?
Well, Harry, he's a tough cookie, but I made sure he'll never forget the name Dan Fielding.
He took you to the cleaners, huh?
Yes.
How bad was it? $9,000? That's pretty good for a piece of swampland. What'd you pay for it? You lost a couple of bucks. Someday you're gonna look back on this. No, don't look back on this. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm real sorry about laughing at you earlier.
Oh, hey, it's okay.
No, that's something I never like to do. Unless, of course, I'm out of earshot.
Honey, look, don't worry about it. It was nothing that selling 12 cases of makeup couldn't fix.
No!
Oh, yeah!
You sold them!
Uh-huh.
Well, I bet Miss Bonnie Faye is going to be awfully proud of you.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Well, Judge, I got to run. But anytime you want to see the show, you just let me know.
Thanks. My taste in impersonators tends to lean more towards Rich Little.
You'll change your tune when you see Charlie in evening wear. By the way, where is Charlie?
Hey, watch it, butthead. Come on, fellas, let's get out of here.
You ever have one of those days?
TV Land presents another What the Heck?